Hira no Hoshi 241. Do ye know what in what cycle ye are created, and in what age ye exist? The age of the sun of the horizons, and the beautiful springtime of His Holiness the Eternal One, Abdu'l-Bahá. What does that mean? This quotation is asking us if we realize what a wonderful time we live in. It is saying that we live in the time of the spiritual spring. The phrases, the sun of the horizon and His Holiness the Eternal One, are two different ways to say God. It means that this is the time when God has sent mankind a new teacher to tell us all the things that God wants us to know and do. Just as spring is the beginning of everything in the physical world, so is the spiritual springtime the beginning of a whole new world of peace and unity. We are really lucky to live at such a wonderful time. We should be thankful that we were chosen to be the ones living now at this special time. The children were having a picnic with Mother and Daddy. It was a beautiful spring Sunday. Daddy had driven them around Okinawa all morning, letting them choose any playground they liked to go and play in until they got tired. Then everyone would pile into the car and go until someone else spotted a fun-looking playground. Daddy would again stop and let them play. Mother and Daddy would sit on the bench and watch. They had been at it for hours. Now they were all at a nice park near home, eating lunch under the trees. Mother sighed and said, "Isn't this springtime wonderful? Everything smells so clean and fresh. We are so lucky to be alive now in this spiritual springtime." "Spiritual springtime? What does that mean, Mommy?" asked Shala as she munched on her peanut butter sandwich and reached for another potato chip. Little Anissa was busy playing with a ladybug and didn't pay any attention. But the other three kids looked up at Mother for the answer to that question. "Well," began Mother, "every year at springtime, the earth is renewed. New plants and baby animals can be seen. Everything is fresh and new. It is a reflection of a greater spiritual truth. Every spiritual springtime, the great being we call God, who is the creator of the universe, renews the spiritual life of the world. It is the age of a new manifestation of God." "Manahu?" asked Anissa, suddenly interested, because her ladybug had flown away. Mona, Asma, and Riaz laughed. "Silly girls," said Riaz. "Manifestations of God are the great teachers God sends people so that they can know about Him," explains Asma. "Yeah," says Riaz, "Jesus, Moses, and Buddha. And," continued Shala, "Muhammad and the Bab and Baha'u'llah."
"Well, I am so glad you guys were paying attention in children's classes," said Daddy. "It didn't look like you were."
With that, everyone laughed. "So every time one of these great teachers came, it was a spiritual springtime," began Mother. "Then it became summer, when there were so many strong believers, and civilization advanced, and then autumn, when people started to forget the teachings of God, and finally winter, when almost everyone had forgotten about God, and it was cold and unfriendly, until a new springtime with a new teacher." "So, who is the great teacher for this new spiritual springtime?" asked Mother.
I know, shouted little Anissa, jumping up and down.
All eyes turned on Anissa, which was exactly what she wanted.
Okay, said Mona, smiling. Who?
Baha'u'llah, shouted Anissa, very proud of herself. And everybody clapped. Mother continued, just like in spring, with the little green sprouts popping up, we can begin to see little changes in this cold world of spiritual winter. Women are becoming equal to men. People are forgetting their prejudices against each other. Countries are beginning to work together for the good of the world. People are seeing that environmental problems, poverty, war, and natural disasters and all the other problems facing the world can only be solved if all the countries, religions, and peoples of the world work together. Daddy, who was usually very quiet, added,
the spiritual springtime is different in one way from the physical spring we see every year.
The physical spring is the same every year, but the spiritual springtime gets better and better every time it comes.
The light gets brighter and brighter. It's just like in the days when my grandparents were young. Then everyone only had candles or lanterns to light their homes. Now everyone has electric lights. Every time a new teacher comes, knowledge increases and the world gets better and better, and civilization grows. And now, with the coming of Baha'u'llah, he has brought us a world civilization.
Don't we celebrate the spiritual springtime every year at Nowruz? Asked Mona.
And at Rizwan too, right? Asked Asma.
Yes, we do, said Mother. Very good, Mona and Asma. Nowruz means new year. It is the first day of spring and the first day of our new year. And it reminds us of this wonderful new spiritual springtime. Rizwan too reminds us of spiritual springtime. It is when Baha'u'llah, in the Garden of Rizwan, announced he was the newest manifestation of God.
Maybe with the twin manifestations, the Bab and Baha'u'llah, we need twin celebrations for the spiritual springtime, Mother said, laughing.
Yay, spring, shouted Anissa. Yay, spring, shouted all the children, laughing at Anissa. With that, Daddy grabbed the ball and said,
let's play dodgeball. Asma and I will be it. The rest of you get in the middle.
Everyone scrambled up to go and play. And the birds sang in the trees. Rizwan. Little Anissa had been helping Mother make candle holders out of paper clay. They just finished painting the last one when Mona, Shala, Asma, and Riaz came running in from school.
Oh, what are you guys making? Asked Shala.
They are Rizwan candles. Look, we made 12 of them.
Rizwan candles? Asked Shala. Anissa held one up and said,
I don't know what Rizwan candles are, but aren't they pretty?
Mona and the boys laughed. They are for the festival of Rizwan, Mona said.
I guess you were too little to remember them from last year.
Me too, I think, said Shala. I don't know either.
We light one each day when we are saying prayers in the morning, said Asma.
The three big candles are for the three holy days, right, Mom? Broke in Riaz.
Wow, that's right, you guys. I'm impressed you remember. Go on, keep talking, Mother said, smiling.
Mona made a start.
It is for the 12 days when Baha'u'llah was in the Garden of Rizwan.
Oh, I remember the roses, shouted Shala.
I remember the red roan horse Baha'u'llah rode, shouted Riaz.
Okay, I think we should start at the beginning, said Mother.
Baha'u'llah had been living in Baghdad, which is now in Iraq. He had been sent there by the Persian government to keep his new teachings of love and unity
away from the Persian people. But many Persians would go all the way to Baghdad to find Baha'u'llah to learn from him. So the government decided to send him further away. Baha'u'llah's friends were so, so sad when they heard that he would be leaving them that Baha'u'llah arranged a way to cheer them up. He rented a little island on a big river. He called the little island Rizwan, which means paradise or heaven. It was a beautiful garden with lovely roses everywhere. They all pitched tents there, and many, many of his followers gathered to learn the last bits that he could teach them. There were so many roses piled up every morning when the friends gathered together that they couldn't see each other over the roses. And at night, the nightingale sang all night long. During those 12 days, Baha'u'llah told them that he was the great teacher from God that everyone had been waiting for, the Muslims and the Christians and the Jews. Everyone was so happy and excited. Most of them had thought Baha'u'llah was a very great and special teacher. But this was the first time he actually told them that he was the long-awaited promised one. On the 12th day, his family and a few of the friends who were going with him all got ready. Baha'u'llah mounted a big red horse, a roan. Everyone was crying and trying to touch his feet or throw themselves under his horse because they didn't want to be separated from him. Baha'u'llah told them to be brave and serve God and mankind the best that they could. Then they left Baghdad. To this day, all around the world, people celebrate the festival of the 12 days of Rizwan, when the newest manifestation of God came to guide mankind to a new spiritual springtime. On the first of Rizwan, we remember when Baha'u'llah went over to the Rizwan Island. On the ninth, we remember that his family went over to join him. And on the 12th is when they all left Baghdad.
I knew I remembered the roses, said Shala. What's a nightingale, Mom? Asked Asma.
It is a little brown bird that sings very beautifully at night. In the poems it is said that he sings because he is in love with the beauty of the rose.
Mother got up and started cleaning off the table that had the leftover clay and candles on it. The children helped her arrange the 12 candles on the front room table. So, said Mother, on April 21st to May 2nd, we will remember the most great festival by lighting one of these candles while we say our morning prayers.
Anissa clapped her hands together and said, and I helped make them.
Everyone laughed and clapped with her. Yay!
Okay, said Mother. Off to do your homework.
And she clapped her hands twice, which meant, hurry up.